Community Hero Cole Cresilius by Noah. Cole Cresilius is a man who empowers women in northern Uganda by teaching them how to crochet hats to make a living. Cole isn't a pro at basketball, a great poet, or a world-renowned figure. He's a man, however, who shows pure love and charity in giving without wanting something in return. His nonprofit organization is known as Crochet Kids International. Their motto, buy a hat, change a life. He, along with his two best friends, strive to empower people to rise above poverty. He already has dedicated his life toward the betterment of others. The idea of crocheting came while Cole was in Mount Spokane High School. His older brother, Park, learned how to crochet and taught Cole in the winter of 2003. Later, Cole taught his two best friends, Travis and Stuart, and thus a high school business was born. Their handmade hats were a huge hit with all their snowboarding friends. It was a local newspaper in Spokane, Washington, that named them the Crochet Kids. They used all the money they made from crocheting to take their prom dates on a hot air balloon ride. Once the three friends split up to attend different colleges in Southern California and Washington, the crocheting era was forgotten. After Stuart returned from a trip from northern Uganda, he and the rest of the trio felt inspired and wanted to make a difference. This reminded Cole of the poverty he saw while spending a summer in the Dominican Republic. They all were impacted by the extreme conditions they saw in these countries. Although busy at college, these men wanted to make a difference. As the group was brainstorming about how they could help, someone suggested crocheting. At first, Cole thought they needed something more straightforward, but after some deep concentration, he realized crocheting was the perfect thing. It was easy to learn. Supplies were cheap, and they knew snowboarders would love the style of the hats. Halfway through college, Cole applied to make Crochet Kids to be a nonprofit organization. He wanted to be nonprofit because he believed it would communicate their mission clearly to the world. Then they began to practice the skill that they had mastered in college. The next summer, before leaving the United States for Uganda, they again began to sell hats, trying to raise money for their organization. In the summer of 2007, Cole and his two friends took their first trip to Uganda, with bags full of yarn and hearts determined to help. It's definitely pretty comical thinking about some college-age guys crocheting with some crazy idea to change the world, said Cole. They all sat in a hut and began showing six local women how to crochet. In a matter of days, the six women mastered the skill, leaving the three men in tears of joy. The group knew that this was the start of something magical. When he was planning the whole trip, Cole was unsure of how this whole event would fall into place, but once he got to Uganda, he realized that the Ugandan culture was kind and everything went smoothly. It was the women they wanted to empower and make successful. The group knew that God was watching over them. The organization began with six women and grew to 10, then to 80, and finally to over 120 women. Cole's organization has brought hundreds of families food, education, water, and joy, knowing that they don't have to rely on others for their needs. Cole has brought self-esteem to families across the world. The women get paid a fair and consistent wage for as long as 5 years. The women are mostly between the ages of 15 to 23, and some are child mothers. Child mothers are children abducted by soldiers and forced to be made mothers and wives. Crochet Kids' mission and dream is to empower people to rise above and out of poverty. They believe actions rooted in love bring lasting and powerful change. Their model for love is that of the ultimate servant, Jesus. They want to affect people physically, emotionally, and spiritually. They have spread to Lima, Peru as well, teaching. The Crochet Kids strive to make each product with quality, style, and comfort. Their products serve as a way to educate others about the conditions in Peru and Uganda. And their motto is, when you make a purchase, you are involved in a life change across the world. Each product is handmade and personally designed by the lady who made it. Once she's finished, she signs the hat. Cole and Crochet Kids not only gives each woman a job, but teaches her how to handle her money so that when she leaves Crochet Kids, they will be ready to begin their own business. One woman became a very successful farmer. Others continued to crochet, but no matter what they became, they were ready to handle money and whatever business they would move into. Cole's organization provides opportunities and resources to the women so they are able to provide for their families. In doing this, They weren't just helping the individuals, they were helping the entire community by teaching everyone how to establish a business. Crochet Kids wants to bring inspiration and knowledge to a generation about each person's abilities to bring change to a world that's in need. They desire holistic freedom from other people to grow and enrich their lives physically, emotionally, and spiritually. From the start, they've wanted to create sustainable economic development programs that support holistic growth of individuals and communities within developing nations. Holistic means to incorporate the community. Crochet Kids has grown in size and in strength. It's one of the first businesses to use social media websites such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It has enabled communication with each woman who works with Crochet Kids. Cole has shown these women what their full potential really is. He has shown the community that they can get out of poverty. His love and passion for helping others has changed lives, one hat at a time. Crochet Kids has earned over $1 million, with 70% of that only from the products they sell. Cole has inspired me to believe that I don't have to leave the country to be involved in a life change. His passion for God spreads to others and makes me want to make a difference. He is helping others first before his own needs. The way he combines art, social media, and life change all the way in Africa is just breathtaking. He has used his unique gifts and talents to spread love. Cole has not only changed the lives of others, he has changed the way we can help the life of someone all the way across the world with the mere purchase of a hat.